Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box, where we transform your kitchen into a culinary playground. I'm Ben Harper, here to guide you through another delicious adventure. Today, we're unraveling the mystery behind a coffee shop classic, the Starbucks coffee cake. Imagine achieving that same cozy, comforting flavor from your own oven. Ready? Let's dive in. First things first, let's talk about what makes the Starbucks coffee cake so special. It's all about the texture and flavors. A soft, moist base with a buttery feel, paired with a crunchy cinnamon streusel topping, it's truly a match made in heaven. And the best part? You can customize it. Add pecans, maybe a caramel drizzle. The possibilities are endless. Let's get our kitchen set up. You'll need a mixer, a couple of bowls, measuring tools, and a baking pan. We're looking at about 20 minutes of prep time and 45 minutes baking. So in just over an hour, you could be sitting down with a slice of heaven. On to the ingredients, the stars of the show. You'll need 12 tablespoons of unsalted butter, softened, plus 4 tablespoons cold and cubed, 1.5 cups granulated sugar, 3 large eggs, 1.5 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1/4 cups Greek yogurt or sour cream, 2.5 cups cake flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, a pinch of salt, 1/3 cup packed light brown sugar, 2/3 cup all-purpose flour, 1.5 teaspoons ground cinnamon. Let's start by preheating your oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Cream the 12 tablespoons of butter with the granulated sugar until fluffy. That's your base. Then mix in the eggs one at a time, followed by the vanilla. In another bowl, sift together the cake flour, baking powder, baking soda, and a bit of salt. Alternate adding your dry ingredients and Greek yogurt to your creamed mixture, starting and ending with the dry. This method keeps the batter light and airy. Now for the streusel, which, let's be honest, is the best part. Mix brown sugar, all-purpose flour, cinnamon, and a pinch of salt. Then cut in the 4 tablespoons of cold, cubed butter until the mix is nice and crumbly. Assembly time? Grease your baking pan and pour in 1/2 the batter. Sprinkle 1/2 your streusel over it. Then layer the rest of the batter and top with the remaining streusel. Bake for about 45 to 50 minutes or until a toothpick comes out clean. Let it cool in the pan for about 10 minutes. Then transfer to a wire rack. Slice it up once it's cool and enjoy that marvelous creation with your favorite coffee or tea. There you have it, your very own Starbucks coffee cake, made right in your kitchen. Perfect for sharing or just for treating yourself. Remember, the joy of cooking is all about experimenting and sharing. Visit our blog at simplerecipebox.com for more tips and tricks. Until next time, keep baking and stay hungry. Closing music fades out.